Listen to this and many other podcasts on our website, themusicministry.com/word.
Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Today we are studying Move by the Spirit. Move by the Spirit. Last month, our theme for the month was move. And before that was build. Build, move. And this month, October 2021, move by the Spirit. I thank God for your life, for being here. God richly bless you for being part of today's service. Move by the Spirit. This is a key lesson or a key word for every song minister or every musician or a minister in God's house. This is very key, not just for every believer, but particularly for those who are servants in his house. And I entreat everybody, if you are not doing anything in the kingdom of God or in God's house, I plead with you that please, please ensure and put in all your maximum effort to ensure that you are serving in God's house or in his vineyard, in the kingdom of God. You are doing one thing or the other as led by the Spirit of God. Amen. And I know from Psalm 37 verse 4 that when we delight ourselves in him, he grants us the desires of our hearts. And yes, the word of the Lord says that the desire of the righteous shall be granted. But it's not just to be righteous means it's not just being there, but to be actively involved in his work. Amen. The desire of the righteous shall be granted. As we delight in him, he shall grant us the desires of our hearts. So tell your neighbor that be encouraged to do more for the Lord.
Be encouraged to do more for the Lord.
Romans 8:14. For as many, let's say it after me. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God,
for as many as are led by the Spirit of God,
they are the sons of God.
They are the sons of God.
Until you memorize the scripture, don't put anything on your status. Okay, put it on your status. Make sure that you memorize it. If you can't quote it, don't put anything on your status for the week, please. Let the word of God engulf your life. Hallelujah. Be saturated by the word of God. Amen. I told one member of the ministry the other time that I see that you are posting all kinds of things on your status, but you don't even have one scripture. Not even one scripture. If Jesus was in flesh here, to ask you that, have you done what is first? Have you shared his word before sharing other things? And so Romans 8:14, this week must be your word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as you put it there, may you be led by the Spirit of God in all things in the name of Jesus. The word led in Romans 8:14 comes from the word, the Greek word ago, ago. To lead or to bring, drive. I like that part. To bring, drive. Into brackets, reflexively. You know, when we know about reflex action. A reflex action is something that is you are not conscious of, right? Okay? It's more responsive. So you know something like the knee jerk. There's a part of your knee that when the doctor uses their medical, what's the name? It's like a hammer or something, like that plastic hammer. When they use it to hit a certain part of your knee, then it just automatically jerks forward. That's a reflex action. Or there are some other kinds of reflex actions, like what? What else is a reflex action? Blinking of the eyes is a reflex action. You don't think about it, but you just keep blinking, right? So reflex action. So this explains the word lead or it's a way to express the word lead, which is found in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, to bring drive reflexively. Another way to express it is to use the word induce. Induce. Okay, you know about inducing birth. You know, sometimes when people are in their eighth month, doctors sometimes induce the birth process when some complications are coming up. They induce the birth to a process so that the birth will happen on time, the baby will be born on time, or just to kind of avoid other complications, you induce birth. All right. So Romans 8:14 is your scripture for this month. Amen. And this month, may you be led by the Spirit of God. Starting from this month, may you begin to experience what it means to be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. For those who have just joined, we are looking at move by the Spirit. Move by the Spirit. It's been a wonderful service, and we're excited to have everybody here. God richly bless you. We see your names on the screen. Every family represented here is touched by the hand of God this week. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands and say, I receive it in Jesus' name. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Our key phrase there is Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan, and he was led. And was led. Say after me, and was led.
And was led.
By the Spirit.
By the Spirit.
Jesus at this time was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. You could be led by the Spirit into any other thing according to what God desires to happen. Jesus at this point, remember, he had been ordained by John the Baptist. Let's say that he had been commissioned. His ministry had been commissioned. Your business may have been commissioned. You may have been prayed over or ordained as a minister. You may have been prayed over by your pastor in church. You may have been prayed over, or you may have been ushered into one kind of work or the other, whether into the ushering department to usher, or whether to sing in the choir, or whether to go on outreach. You may have been ushered or ordained into one kind of service or the other. This is what Jesus had undergone, or he went through this process, okay, by going to John the Baptist, being prayed over, being baptized. He was ushered into ministry. Remember that he had been waiting so many years. The time before this time was when we heard about him when he was 12 years old. He was a 12-year-old boy having a discourse with people who were about four times his age. Amen. And after that, we never heard about him again. And so he had been preparing all this while. And yes, he had done the right thing, going to John the Baptist to be prayed over. But then, this is where the key is for us. Praying over Jesus by John the Baptist was not enough. Being prayed over by your pastor is not enough. Being told by your man of God that you have a gift in you, so just go out there and sing, is not enough. That is just the beginning. Tell your neighbor, that is just the beginning. And if you have not noted this before, we thank God that he's opening this level of revelation unto us from the month of October. Amen. That will realize that opening a business and having a nice time, I almost said pouring libation. Yes, because somebody may have been pouring libation. I pray that God have mercy on you and change. Those who go somewhere, they say, oh, wait there, yeah, Amamre. Amamre, what do you call it? Is it Amamre or is what? Is it Amamre? There's Amamre and there's what? No. He said, Pastor, well, the world, they are pouring libation and everything. Me too, I brought in pastor to come and pray. And so that is enough. Please, that is not enough. That is just the beginning. That is just to usher or to open up the business. That is just to usher you into that part of ministry. What is most important is the next step. To be led. To be led. To be led. To be led. When you are commissioned without being led after that, you cannot fulfill ministry. After being commissioned into ministry, you must be led day by day as to what to do. Hallelujah. You know that Jesus constantly will be referring to his Father. He'll be taking instructions from his Father day by day, every dawn. Way before the sun would come up, he would have a discourse with his Father. There are times that you could just know that Jesus was just listening to what the Father was going to say. For instance, when the woman caught in adultery was brought to him, he was quiet, listening to what the people were saying. And then now he started listening to what his Father was saying as to what to do about the issue. Hallelujah. Say after me that from the month October 2021, let my ears be open to the voice of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus.
Join us in rehearsal this and every Sunday from 6 p.m. live on our website, glowmusicministry.com/service.
It's my prayer that you experience this level of relationship with God. There are times that when I am going for prayer walk, before I lift a song, I hear it humming in my ears. Before there's a difference. You will know when God is just ahead of you. Sometimes before, you realize that the Spirit of God is just praying through you. I will just start and say, that Spirit of the living God, I commit this time into your care. Pray through me. Sing through me. Do what you want to do through me. I didn't come to you with my own prayer topics. I didn't come to you with my own request. I came as a vessel that through me you would intercede. Through me you will save a life somewhere. Through me there's somebody in the ministry who needs a hand this dawn, who needs a touch this dawn. There's somebody who is crying out unto you, has been crying out through the night and needs your deliverance this dawn. So as I step out, walk through me, lead me. Sometimes the Spirit of the living God will just start moving you. He will take you to this place, turn you that way. Before you even think about what to pray, you realize that you are praying seriously for somebody. Later you realize that someone will tell you, Pastor, I don't know, but I realized that somebody was interceding for me. And then you begin to understand that the Spirit of God was just using you as a tool to be a blessing to somebody. I pray that from this week, this will be your story in the name of Jesus. May God use you to intercede for somebody. May God use you through music, through your singing, to transform a life, even from a low level to a better position in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I urge you that from today, whenever you want to do a list of songs to sing, tell the Holy Spirit that, please, I am only a vessel. Go ahead of me. Show me what to write. Show me what to take out. Show me what to put together for your glory. Amen? Amen. So Jesus, after John the Baptist, moved by the Spirit of God. Why is it important? Galatians chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Here we see two things happening. It says that the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. You can never be in a glow service every single week throughout the year without missing, intentionally, without the Spirit of God. You can never stay in your place of change and patiently wait upon the Lord for your time of change without the Spirit of God. You can never be an agent of change. Be a vessel of honor, as in Galatians chapter 20, chapter 5, verse 20. You can never be a vessel of honor or a vessel of change until you are led or moved by the Spirit of God. Because your flesh will fight you. Your flesh will keep fighting you. Today, headache will come. Tomorrow, stomach. Like one pastor, a church member came to him and said, "Pastor, my waist, though, I've been feeling some pains." And then the pastor told him, "Oh, it is normal. All of us, once in a while, we feel pains in the waist." Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. To be moved by the Spirit of God. You can never accomplish what God has purposed you to accomplish in the flesh. It can never happen. It can never happen. In the flesh, it can never happen. And that is why you need to constantly be communing with the Spirit of God. Because in the flesh, it can never happen. In the flesh, you'll be betrayed by a Delilah when you are in the flesh. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you be delivered from every trap of the enemy of the flesh in the name of Jesus. By the flesh, you cannot fulfill that which God has purposed for you. And that is why you must run away and flee from a partner, a marriage partner who ain't spiritual. Let us pray. The person says, "Oh, another time." Go to church. "Oh, another time." And you are seeing all these signs, even at the relationship level. You say, "Pastor, oh, I am trying to, he's my prayer project. I am trying to convert him for the Lord so that, you know, our marriage can be better." Please. Until the Spirit of God has arrested you as a person, you can never fulfill your mandate on the earth according to God's plan. Hallelujah. I want you to understand why sometimes you struggle, because your flesh is fighting, is waging war against the Spirit of God. Your flesh is waging war against your spirit. God is communing with your spirit. Your flesh says no. Let us fast. Your flesh says no. It is time for Cerelac. It is time for what? What are some of the nice things you? French fries. Chicken wings. Yes. Samosa. Yes. Remember that Adam came to life by the breath of God. Adam came to life by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God in Adam made him a living soul. Hallelujah. So your spirit man, if your spirit man is not fed, if your spirit man is not strong, if your spirit man is not constantly connected and led by the Spirit of God, please, you are going nowhere. Lift up your hands with me in the name of Jesus. Say after me, "Lord Jesus, I declare from this time forth, in the name of Jesus, let my spirit man be constantly communing with the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, grant me strength over my flesh. Grant me strength over my flesh. Grant me strength over my flesh. Grant me strength over my flesh." Please, as I am speaking, I know, one of you online, in the night, you cry. You cry. You cry. Crying cannot change any situation. Crying cannot overturn a problem. It is the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God that will lead you out of any situation. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray now. The Lord, quicken my spirit man. Quicken my spirit man in the name of Jesus. From this October 2021, I don't want to be the same again. I want to be led by the Spirit of the living God. I want to be alive. I want to be alive. I want my spirit man to be alive. I want my spirit man to discern that which you want me to know. I want to be able to hear and to see that which you want me to see. Therefore, quicken my spirit man in the name of Jesus. Quicken my spirit man over the flesh, over my 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 flesh, in the name of Jesus. Shakabara mandore abasande de abakabayande. Ramamambo shebere abakabayande. Ramamazande de abalare abah. I close. A man shall receive nothing from above except to be given. Except to be given from above. A man can receive nothing except to be given from above. If you can conceive it by the Spirit from above, you will see it come to pass. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will stand up to your feet wherever you are. If you can conceive it from above in your spirit, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are benefits. There are benefits. And we'll look at that next week. There are benefits for being led by the Spirit of God. But today, I've just opened this up by the grace of God for us to understand. Our source is the Spirit of God. We are spirit by nature in a vessel. Everything that we have to receive is to receive by the Spirit before it manifests in the flesh. So if your spirit man can receive, it shall come to pass, it shall manifest in the name of Jesus. Right now I want us to take our offerings or our phones. Rababu shebede aba kabala reaba. And I'm going to pray with you as you lift up your Momo phone or your offerings before the throne room of grace. In the name of Jesus. A man can receive nothing except to be given from above. It means that anything can be given up from above for a man if he's ready to receive. If he's ready to receive. If you are willing and you are obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you are willing to receive, you will receive from above in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We receive increase. 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 In the name of Jesus. We receive testimonies in the name of Jesus. Lord, yes, we have all sorts of requests this week. But Lord, we thank you that they are granted in accordance with your will. And so one more time, we receive increase in the name of Jesus. Financial increase. 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 I hear in my spirit that stop the complaining. Stop the complaining. Stop the complaining about the issues in your car. Stop the complaining. Stop complaining about this or that. God wants to use you as an agent of change. As an agent of change, as an agent of blessing. Stop complaining and begin to declare and begin to trust in the Spirit of God to move in the name of Jesus. Some of you must buy microphones for your church. Some of you must buy equipment for Glow Music Ministry. I declare increase in the name of Jesus. Amen. Upon your finances in Jesus' name.
Amen.
From one currency to the next.
Amen.
From one zero, more zeros added to your income. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you shall leave mother, father, houses, lands, for my sake, you shall receive the same a hundredfold. I declare a hundredfold increase. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and begin to thank the Lord. Just give him all the glory. In the name of Jesus. Samande kebede abu shabada bayande de abba. Ramama mushibede amala de abba.
Fellowship with us at Glow Music Ministry this and every Sunday at 6 p.m. on our website, glowmusicministry.com/service.